Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Today's Gospel needs to be read within the larger context. In this whole chapter, Jesus was encouraging his disciples during a time of anguish, right before the Passion. The first thing he said was, "My peace I give you." Not the peace of the world, but his peace. When you do what the mainstream culture tells you to do, the world gives you peace. Otherwise, it will wage war against you. So the world will tell you, adapt yourself to all societal expectations. Jesus will say instead, "That's not the peace I want for you." The lack of tensions resulting from adapting to whatever society around you is endorsing. "I want my peace for you, even when that causes some friction with the world around you." That's the peace that Catherine of Siena and Padre Pio and Thomas More had in the midst of their trials. The peace of being where God wanted them to be. The peace of the world is short-term, because that life of fear and accommodation will cripple your heart, and it doesn't feel like peace in the end. Then Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid," which means that we can allow our hearts to become afraid, and we shouldn't. Don't overthink problems. Don't let thoughts of despair control your reasoning. Then he said, "If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I." It is as if Jesus said, "Being in the Father's glory in heaven is even more than being with me in this world as you are right now. So if you truly love me, if you love this life, following me as a disciple here, you should rejoice, because through my going, I will bring you to something even greater, to dwelling in my Father's house." The ruler of this world refers to the evil one. Jesus said, "The evil one has no power over me. He cannot gain access to my soul. But I must be subject to him in the passion that he will instigate, so that the world may know that I love the Father." So can you identify moments in your life in which you lived in the peace of Christ and when you lived in the peace of the world? How are those different? What is preventing you from loving others, from following Christ's voice right now? What are the fears he wants you to overcome?